The next patient is Melissa Thompson. The last name is T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Melissa is the first name, M-E-L-I-S-S-A. This is the clinical case of a 53-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD-3B that has been deteriorating progressively to CKD stage 4. This patient has a history of a single kidney that is in the left side. She lost the contralateral kidney on May 17 of 2021, period. She has a history of a long-standing Crohn's disease, status post a colectomy and ileostomy done by Dr. Ferreira, F-E-R-R-E-R-A, period. The patient has remained with an estimated EFR that is between 15 and 20 mLs per minute, and we send the patient to emergency room because of the urine creatinine ratio that is elevated. Period. This time the patient went to Advent Health and despite of the amount of fluid that was given IV, this patient remains with a creatinine that is 3.29 and a BUN of 11 with an estimated EFR of 16.2 mLs per minute. Interestingly, the patient is not anemic. She does have an albumin that is 4.3. And in the urine analysis, that is just trace of proteinuria. Retroperitoneal ultrasound that was done in 2022, it shows normal size kidney with a nephrolithiasis that is non-obstructed. We still think that volume contraction is the main component of the deterioration of the kidney function. However, interstitial nephritis is part of the differential. Number two, the patient has a history of hepatitis C. Was seen by Dr. Murali, M-U-R-A-L-I, in Orlando. He completed the treatment, and the viral load has been negligible. Following number, the patient has the Crohn's disease that is seen by a specialist treated with Humira. And following number, the patient has mild metabolic acidosis, which is on bicarbonate, following number vitamin D deficiency or supplementation. Period. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the admission to the hospital, 20 minutes in the face-to-face and explaining the details, and we are considering the placement of a port and hydrate her at home. We are going to follow the red tape, and once we have this sorted out, the patient will be called and a port will be placed to see if we can recover some of the kidney function. On the other hand, we are going to emphasize to this patient the need for her to follow the instructions given by the gastroenterologist, taking the low model in order to decrease the output of the ileostomy. Reevaluation in 2 months with laboratory workup. The dictation was about 10 minutes.